You'll be here.
I have to get out of the open about that.
Time is approximately 1:45. The date is 29 October 1984. The place is room 124 of the Judiciary Hearing Room, located within the Capitol Building of Juneau, Alaska. Members of the committee present for the hearing today are all members of the committee, with the exception of Representative Winky. Scheduled matters of interest before the committee today are three substitute for House Bill 530, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified felonies. Amending the criminal proceeding waiver provision. This House Bill 592, an act relating to suicide is imposed in criminal cases. The House Bill 691, an act relating to crimes against the defendant's person.
I'd like to suspend the operation of the committee just for a moment. Maybe the leader of the group could introduce herself, and then maybe have the youngsters introduce themselves. Just going to go around the room for us.
Yes, I'm Marjorie Gorsuch. I'm the program director for the POSA program. I think most of you legislators have heard from the students, but if they'd like to introduce themselves again.
Dean Peterson from Southwood.
Anna King from Kauai. Cindy Biden from Kauai.
Marvin Stetson from Kauai.
Ingrid Jacobson from Sanford.
Sabrina Ewing from Craig.
Kathy Comfort-Levy.
Jenny Murray from Anderson.
And Thompson from St. Mary's.
We welcome you all. We get it's pretty widespread from St. Mary's and all the way to Sandpoint, but other ways off too. It would be my pleasure that we deal with House Bill 593 first. As we ended the committee hearing yesterday, we had Mr. Conady from the department discuss at length how these things would be imposed, and the committee more or less agreed to try to work out a flat fee arrangement at the and change the work draft that we were working with yesterday to a proper committee substitute. The fees we discussed yesterday were a little bit higher. They were $15 and $25. We subsequently arrived at the $10 and $20, and the rest of the wording remains the same. In each of the packets is a copy of the bail schedule that we discussed yesterday, if you cared to look at the bail schedules like that. Representative Lowe?
Mr. Chairman, since we have a lot of people here that haven't been in on the earlier hearing on the legislation, perhaps you could just generally outline for them what this bill would do if it's enacted.
Yesterday we did have witnesses from the Violent Victims Crime Commission here to testify on it, so that there was testimony in the record that the people here today won't have benefit of. But what this amounts to is we have a victims crime fund that never seems to have enough money to go around. In fact, it's always broke. This bill would, its title is an act relating to surcharges imposed in criminal cases, and it would impose an additional fine in all convictions, regardless of whatever fine is imposed by the court, a $10 fee on the conviction of an infraction or violation or a misdemeanor offense, and a $20 fee upon conviction of a felony offense. And these monies would be transferred at that point to the Victims Crime Compensation Fund, and at that point be available for redistribution through the network or mechanisms that set up to distribute those funds. Uh,
I think what we need to do probably before we proceed, Mr. Carney, is we need probably to adopt the committee substitute. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent to see us for House Bill Number 593, Judiciary, an act related to surcharges imposed in criminal cases be adopted to this Judiciary Committee CS.
Is there objection? There being none, the committee now has before it for discussion committee substitute for House Bill 593, an act related to surcharges imposed in criminal cases. Mr. Carney?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pat Connolly. I'm with the Department of Law. Real briefly, as we ended our discussion yesterday, we had arrived at a situation where we thought that, or the committee agreed that the idea of imposing it straight across the board would be an easier function to do, and it would raise significantly more money than doing on a percentage basis of fines currently being imposed. As you instructed, I have prepared a committee substitute to that effect, which you have adopted. I've also provided the committee, and it's in each of your packets, the current uniform bail schedule, and what we're looking at is probably two offenses within the whole uniform bail schedule that currently entail fines that are less than the $10 minimum imposed here. I spoke at length with Rick Barrier from the court system this morning and ran by him exactly what the idea was and the language contained in the bill, and he said that he had no problems, that it would not in any way alter their zero fiscal note, which they had previously presented to this committee on this bill. Unless you have any questions, I nothing further.
Is there questions by committee members of Mr. Connolly? If not, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman. We had, I do have a question. Yesterday, based on a flat rate of 15 and 25, I think we had an estimate of someplace between $700,000-$800,000 of revenue might be generated. That's an estimate, of course, but this is a new, these are new numbers, and since most of the, that dollar estimate would came from the misdemeanors and infractions and so forth, and that's been lowered. What's a new estimate?
Roughly $450,000 to be derived from this.
And the reasoning for kind of lowering it down is we chatted about this business of something that's not payable, and this
that's
is certainly doesn't, these amounts don't constitute an amount that's something that can't be paid.
That can't be paid, right.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that the 15 and 25 couldn't be there, but this does remove
it. Makes it a lot easier.
Representative Barnes?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent to see us House Bill Number 593 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to surcharges imposed in criminal cases be moved from the committee with individual recommendation.
Is there objection?
Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Representative
Lowe? For ruling on the motion, we should get, somebody should request, we don't really get an estimate of the revenues on a fiscal note or some other writing from the department that, matter of record, that's all. It's just a comment. I don't have any objection to the motion.
Okay, there, certainly do that. There being no objection, then committee substitute for House Bill 593 will move to the Judiciary Committee today with individual recommendation. Well, we're today to shoot. The next matter of interest today is another matter we had continued until we had the document in front of our hands. It's House Bill 530. The committee has spent a good deal of time on this bill and like bill, House Bill 09 last year. And at the end of our deliberations the other day, we had pretty much reached a majority committee consensus that the bill done about what we wanted to do, with the exception of the incarceration portion for youthful offenders. And we had asked the Department of Law and the staff to prepare a revised proposed third substitute for it, containing language guaranteeing sentencing in accordance with the desire of the committee. Ms. Oresti, perhaps you could join us at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the purpose of the record, my name is Gail Oresti, and I'm from...
Maybe before you proceed, we should probably adopt the committee, the proposed committee substitutes, so we have property before the committee, and then we will go. Representative Barton?
Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the revised proposed committee substitute for House Bill Number 530, Judiciary Date 2984, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified felonies and amending the Children's Proceedings Waiver Provision be adopted.
Is there objection? There being none, the revised proposed committee substitute is properly before the committee.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I am Gail Oresti from the Criminal Division of the Department of Law, and with the indulgence of the committee, perhaps, in view of the audience, I could just briefly state what this bill is and what it does in general terms. This is what's commonly been known as a juvenile waiver bill. The version of the bill which the committee has adopted for discussion in the CS is a bill which would, quote, automatically, unquote, transfer from children's court to adult court jurisdiction persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified felonies, which are, of course, our more serious offenses, such as murder, rape, kidnapping, and sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree. This bill also alters the standard for discretionary waiver, which would apply to all other felony offenses, such as A, B, or C felonies, which would include other serious offenses such as robbery, burglary, things of that sort, gun offenses, but not necessarily unclassified offenses. The only change, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, between this draft and the proposed CS, which was discussed on Monday, I believe it was, is found on page 3 and is lines 23 through 26. And that new language specifies that although a person is confined to custody in an adult facility after waiver and after indictment, whether he is serving a sentence after conviction or awaiting trial, that any person under the age of 18 must be provided a separate sleeping quarters, which are separated from the sleeping quarters provided for adult offenders in the adult institutions. This would allow, in line with the suggestion of Deputy Commissioner Roger Endell from Corrections on, as he spoke on Monday, that if appropriate, a young person be allowed to attend the same classes that are offered in various institutions, such as college credit classes or GED classes, and would also provide that for treatment and things of that sort, you might occasionally have a younger person in a supervised setting with adult offenders. However, when you're talking about their personal quarters, such as the cell or if it's a dorm, depending on how many there are, it clearly states that that person must have separate quarters from adults. Juveniles could be put together, of course. It doesn't require a single cell bunking situation, but that a juvenile offender could not be bunked, in other words, could not have sleeping quarters with an adult offender until he or she reached the age of 18, in which case they'd be the same age as the general population, 18, 19, 20, etc., and then they could be mixed in with the general population in the institution. This would also allow, I represent to the committee that I did speak with Commissioner Endell, Deputy Commissioner Endell this morning, read this language to him word for word. He indicated it did accomplish the suggestion he made on Monday, that it would allow him to provide separate quarters but let the youngsters mingle for treatment and education purposes, would also allow him under the general provisions of Title 2033 to classify the individuals in the same way that everybody else is classified, that is, take into account the nature of the offense, the institutional behavior, the person's age, their physical setting, you know, how big they are, whether they're able to defend themselves, etc., so that he could make those classifications decisions always with the underlying assumption that he's got to provide separate quarters, sleeping quarters for these people. Other than that, there's been no other change, Mr. Chairman, and I'd be glad to answer questions if there are any.
Other questions of committee members, Ms. Oresti, with regard to the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No, no, no questions.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who wishes to further comment on this bill before it begins? Is there further discussion by the committee? If not, Representative Barnes?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the revised proposed CS from Hospital Number 530 Judiciary dated 2/29/84, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified felonies, and amending the children's proceedings waiver provision be moved from the committee with individual recommendations.
Objection?
Object.
There is objection. Is there discussion under objection? Representative Hayes?
Did we adopt this as a committee substitute?
Yes. Is there discussion on the objection, or just for the purpose of the vote? If there's no discussion, then we'll vote on the motion. Representative Barnes?
Yes.
Representative Coxey?
No.
Representative Malone?
No.
Representative Hayes?
Yes.
Representative Liska?
Yes.
And I too will vote yes. Committee substitute for House Bill 530 Judiciary, an act relating to persons 16 or 17 years of age who are charged with unclassified felonies, and amending the children's proceedings waiver provisions and move to the committee with individual recommendations. I would just like to comment too, Representative Malone, there is a fresh fiscal bill in here for this bill, and it reflects substantially the same amount. So, and it is marked committee substitute for House 530 Judiciary. There is a little bit of difference in it. Next scheduled matter of interest was House Bill 671. And House Bill 671 is an act relating to crimes against a dependent person. This bill was asked by the sponsor to hear the bill and to move it into the limbo file. He's was unable to get some additional things that they'd like discussed in the bill down here prior to the time we could discuss it in committee, and need some more time with the Department of Law regarding this bill. So we'll suspend discussion on that measure and accommodate the sponsor and just put it in the limbo file until such time as he can work out additional questions he has with the Department of Law prior to coming before the committee. And with that covers the matters of interest before the committee today. And if there's nothing further to come before the committee this time, we'll stand adjourned until 1:30 tomorrow. Thank you.
Good morning. Did you get this?
No. We have some information getting together on that.